Hi, I'm Lindsay Corcoran from thedailyshrewsbury.com, and this is your weekly news. The Shrewsbury School Committee heard a budget recommendation on Wednesday night that holds $2.3 million in cuts, five teacher layoffs, and an additional $850,000 budget gap. In the preliminary fiscal year 2013 budget presented in January, Superintendent of Schools Joseph Sawyer identified a $5.4 million budget gap. The town manager's initial recommendation cut the gap in half, increasing the school department appropriation by 5.2%, or $2.4 million. With an additional $200,000 arising from special education costs since the presentation, the schools are left with a $3.2 million budget gap. Of the $2.3 million in cuts set to be made to help close the budget gap, over $2 million comes from the reduction of staff, and another $250,000 comes from operational cost reductions. About 38 positions were removed from the school budget, but Sawyer said the actual layoffs have stayed in the single digits thanks to attrition and an early retirement program offered by the school committee. As a result of the elimination of these positions, class sizes will go beyond the school committee recommendations, with an average of 29 students per class in grades 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Class sizes in first and second grade at Floral Street School and first grade at Spring Street will also increase. Many high school classes are also set to exceed standards. Along with increased classes, some programming cuts will also be required, including reducing the number of visual arts classes at the high school and technology classes at Sherwood Middle School. For more on the budget, visit thedailyshrewsbury.com. With the deadline to turn in nomination papers passing on Tuesday, it is now official that current chairman of the Board of Selectmen, Jim Kane, will face off against former member of the board, Ben Tartaglia, for one seat. Two others who had pulled nomination papers, Robert P. Abraham and Victor Zolotarevsky, did not turn in their papers and will not be placed on the ballot. Kane is up for re-election this year after obtaining his seat on the board in 2009. Tartaglia, who served one term on the Board of Selectmen, lost his seat last spring in a four-way race for two seats on the board when Selectman Mo DiPaolo was re-elected and Henry Fitzgerald won the other seat. The race for the Board of Selectmen will be the only contested race in the town election in May. For more on the election, visit thedailyshrewsbury.com.
Hi, I'm Linda White.
And I'm Robin King.
Please help the less fortunate in your community by donating to Selco's Share the Warmth program this holiday season.
100% of your Share the Warmth donations goes directly to Shrewsbury families in need who are having difficulty affording life's basic electric needs.
To contribute, use the envelope included in November bills, donate online, or drop off your donation at the Selco office.
Selco and your neighbors thank you for your generosity.
Many good things are easy to spot, even in black and white. A maple leaf. Birds in flight. Our trees in summer. But there's one bad thing that's also easy to spot because it is black and white. The Asian longhorn beetle. This insect is killing our trees, but with your help, we can defeat it. It's as simple as black and white. Look for the beetle. And if you spot it, report it at beetlebusters.info.
One Shrewsbury woman, two Worcester men, and one Southbridge man were arrested on Tuesday after Shrewsbury police allegedly found drugs and a firearm inside their car. Police say that two separate callers on Fairlawn Circle in Shrewsbury reported seeing three individuals in a red Volkswagen driving slowly down the road, shining its light into cars. Upon arrival at approximately 11:30 p.m., police saw a red Dodge sedan with four passengers leave Stanley Road and turn onto Boston Turnpike. When police stopped the car, officers detected the smell of marijuana emanating from the car. The police found a small pill container with three small bags of marijuana and 1.5 pills, later determined to be ecstasy. They also found a black bag in the front seat containing several more bags of marijuana, some cash, and a loaded .22 caliber Magnum revolver with the serial number filed off. For more on the arrests, visit thedailyshrewsbury.com. Four Shrewsbury teenagers were arrested last Friday after police allegedly found drugs and weapons inside their car. 17-year-olds Jacob Shea, Ryan Coleman, Alan Manley O'Brien, and Sean Kelly were spotted by police in a Jeep in the Price Chopper parking lot at 4:36 p.m. last Friday. According to police, they were prepared to be in an altercation there. Upon searching the car, police say they found 13 individually wrapped bags of marijuana inside, two black BB pistols with orange safety caps removed to make them look like real firearms, a black collapsible baton, two knives, and an aluminum baseball bat. All four were charged with carrying a dangerous weapon and possession with intent to distribute. To read more, visit thedailyshrewsbury.com. TheDailyShrewsbury.com looked into a number of open storefronts around town this week to try and determine the effect they were having on other small businesses. We looked at the Fairlawn Plaza, the former Borders property, and the empty storefronts in the White City Plaza. Read the report of our findings at TheDailyShrewsbury.com. Shrewsbury's kindergarten and preschool tuition will be increasing next year by 10% due to the school department's current budget situation. The fee for full-day kindergarten will be increasing by $400 to $3,200. Preschool fees vary by participation, but will increase by 10% across the board. Revenue raised by the tuition increase and two additional sections of full-day kindergarten that will be added next year as well should total $66,000. The revenue from preschool tuition increases is estimated to raise $63,000. The school department has not raised fees for kindergarten since 2006 and for preschool since 2008. Read more on the increase in tuitions at thedailyshrewsbury.com. Shrewsbury Girl Scouts of all ages celebrated the 100th anniversary of Girl Scouting on Sunday with a Promise Circle that took place all across the globe. The Promise Circle brought together representatives from each of the 10 troops in town to celebrate the anniversary of Scouting by singing songs, swapping pins, and taking the Girl Scout Pledge. See more pictures from the event at thedailyshrewsbury.com. I'm Lindsay Corcoran, and this has been your weekly news. To see these stories and much more, visit thedailyshrewsbury.com. Be sure to tune in to SPAC 28 again next Thursday at 7 and 10 p.m. Thanks for watching.